This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. This Friday afternoon, fourth hour, I'm standing in for Alex, and I'm here in Alaska. And actually, we've got horse fires in South Central Alaska. And I was just telling Daria during the break there that, you know, it's like a fog in town. It's like you might be in Beijing or somewhere. Anyway, it's kind of standard deal here in Alaska. You don't hear much about it on the national news because most of it's wilderness. No one lived there. But the point is, we have them. Sometimes they're pretty dangerous. And, you know, when you think about today, it's going to be 82 in Anchorage today and tomorrow. That's like our high for the year, you know, and it's 100 or more in Austin today. So, I was thinking about all the kind of doom and gloom and the nonsense, the free stuff debate, and it reminds me of actually a tactic used here during the last governor's race, and it was this deal of where the governor said, hey, we're going to give everybody triple their dividend, you know, or make up for the years we couldn't give you the full amount, because what we have here that most Americans don't know is we have a government by endowment. We don't have income tax here. We don't have a state property tax here. We don't have a state income tax, what I'm talking about. We don't have a state property tax or a state sales tax. What we have is a corporate tax. You make over, I think it's $250,000 net. You pay 9% for the first $250,000 net in a corporation. Small corporations exempt. And then we have oil and gas and natural resources, which are held, you know, in common. And that brings in revenue to the state of Alaska under lease agreements and other things. And we have what we call it the permanent fund, but in international jargon, you would call that a sovereign wealth fund. And Alaska has like 60, 65 billion, maybe close to 70 billion now in that fund. And that throws off a pretty good chunk of money every year, you know, in earnings. It's invested in all kinds of stuff, you know, and that came out of our natural resource base, out of our balance sheet. And I've talked often on this program about the national wealth, you know, and here's these morons talking about writing off $1.6 trillion in student loans. Well, admirable idea, you know, I mean, as far as that goes. When we needed the economic stimulus, you know, back in 2008, when people were losing their homes and all this was going on, and we were bailing out the banks and corporations that made bad decisions, when we could have, then maybe instead of giving a couple trillion to the bankers, done that and actually stimulated more spending, which might have boosted the banks with legitimate money being spent in the economy by real consumers who could then buy those houses that were coming on the market and do a lot of other things. Instead, we spent the money on others. When we have this pent up demand that's offset by the debt ratios of student debt against graduating graduates from college, you know, so even in a tight market, we've seen, you know, kind of what's happened. And while I admire Trump for all kinds of stuff that he's done, the one thing that people kind of forget in this mix is business benefited greatly, and they need to make sure that money is now spent in America on Americans doing things that make America great again, and not exporting that money, but repatriating. You know, they're taxing international income from these multinational corporations that are domiciled in the U.S. They're doing a lot of things differently, but they also lowered domestic taxes by a substantial amount for corporations. And I think that's a good idea in the long run. But we need to see that translate into things that benefit also people working in America. So, you know, I mean, really, It's about sovereign wealth, though I want to get into that, and the looting of the nation and what's going on behind the scenes as the fake news propaganda stream from the mainstream continues to feed us fertilizer that most of us just call BS. We'll be right back.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back, and I'm coming to you from Anchorage, Alaska today. And, you know, as we went out of the last segment, I'm thinking about sovereign wealth funds, and I was mentioning the Alaska Permanent Fund, and how that fund got formed. It was a Republican governor, Jay Hammond, back in the 70s and into the 80s. He just brought it to the legislature and subsequently to the Alaskan people, this idea of taking 25% of all of our revenue from non-renewable resources, oil and gas, and minerals and so on, and put it in a permanent fund. And there's Jay, for those who can see him. And he was a great governor, and it was a visionary thing. And what he did is this money then would be invested for the future when these resources ran out. You know, so we would have a sovereign wealth fund, you know, literally a permanent fund. And what he did to enfranchise Alaskan citizens, we became shareholders in that fund. So it's invested in all kinds of things all around the world. And what happens is that's fund then takes its average earnings over 5 years, and it moves forward every year and is recalculated. And half of that earnings is then distributed, half of the average for the year over a five-year average is distributed to the population in Alaska. And as I said, we don't have a state income tax, state sales tax, or state property tax. Tax is pretty low here in terms of any of them. But we have minerals taxation, oil and wealth, royalties off state lands, and things that bring wealth into the state. And that's how this fund got formed. So like last year, it was like $1,600 for each person that lives here. Now, it's expensive to live here. So, you know, I mean, you got to realize that, too. But without those state taxes, that's kind of nice. We have local taxes, property taxes in Anchorage, for instance. But, you know, when you think about the nation and the wealth of the nation that has been looted literally for a couple of centuries and even before, you know, because like in my region, Alaska, the looting started with the Russians who were here first. They kind of enslaved everybody who lived on the Aleutian Islands, all the native peoples there and anyone they could conquer on the coastline. They never made it far inland, but that, you know, wherever they could, they did, and they enslaved them into the fur trade where they had to then, you know, and basically they wiped out some species entirely. And then others were almost brought to the brink of extinction and have come back. But the point of the matter is, once the fur seals ran out, they didn't see much margin here, and they saw the United States kind of moving west and figured we'd take it anyway, or someone would. So they sold it to us for 2 cents an acre, 2 cents. In the Treaty of Secession in 1867, the Russians ceded this to us under the Tsar. And, you know, what happened here is we then discovered gold here in the 1890s, and the rush was on, and that lasted until World War II, where our gold industry was shut down completely. Most people don't realize what happened here. Gold, silver, non-essential minerals, all the resources stopped for the war effort. And gold was fixed at $35 an ounce by then. And what happened after the war is inflation tripled everything, but gold was fixed. So, you know, the gold industry never revised here because it choked off and died, you know, for 4 years during the war. So, you know, when you look at the mineral wealth in this part of the world never got developed. We don't have a railroad here. And I've talked in the past about the Jones Act, which is an act that benefits shipbuilders in the United States. And I understand to keep a vibrant shipbuilding industry for defense and other purposes, we subsidize it. The way we do in the United States is we make sure that any shipment between U.S. ports has to be flagged by a U.S. vessel, which costs 10 times as much as a foreign flagged vessel, which is why all of the raw minerals produced in Alaska are never going to land in the United States in terms of the lower 48 states, because there's no linkage by rail or otherwise. Now, today in the paper, I'm really encouraged, and we talked about it before on this program for years, is a rail link to Canada, which then allows us to move commodities overland. And this is now being studied in a very serious way. Perhaps it will happen this time. This is vital to moving the national treasury, the wealth of the nation, into the Rust Belt where value added can happen. Because Alaska doesn't have the population for that value added, but it would be nice to have it, whoops, have it in the United States. And we have that possibility. And we're ignoring the possibility of a sovereign wealth fund. Now, Norway has a sovereign wealth fund, and they put all their oil money in there, and then they allocate it in their social security system. But you know what they built from their oil revenue, their natural resource revenue? In Norway, they built a trillion, with a T, a trillion-dollar fund. Instead of running deficits, you know, Norway kind of runs a surplus, you know, based on that national wealth that they didn't let industry just loot. You know, what they did is they contracted to industry to extract those resources, and they competed for those contracts, which makes good sense, right? Because that's public resource, you know, the oil and gas. Well, in the United States, we don't do that. We have these fire sales and tax incentives and all this crap built into the tax code, and it is. It's too complicated to get into in this segment, maybe another time, another place, but the whole charade started with the income tax back in 1913, okay? This goes back, you know, blocks back, and how the mineral, oil, and gas industries were spared the biggest burden of taxation. Even to this day, those codes exist. But the point I'm making today is, because of interest groups, America and Americans have been screwed over, and it pisses me off. From the standpoint of everybody is screaming poverty, including in this state of Alaska, the richest state per capita in the nation, and they're whacking the budget and worrying about the sky is falling. And, you know, it's moronic and ignorant and uninformed leadership that approaches this state in this way. Because within the purview of national resources and state resources in terms of land and what's under the land, and native resources under the land for that matter, 9% of the state is native owned here based on the legislation by my father back in the 70s, Native Land Claim Settlement Act. And they own their mineral estate and oil and gas estates. And then we have the Mental Health Trust, which has about 750,000 acres, and it is a trust, and it generates something, but it's pretty inefficient, if you ask me. But the point of the matter is, the state then has like 100 title or intended title, about 105 million acres, and you know, and then which is about 18-19%, and the rest 70% is federal government, 1% is the rest of private parties. But 70% is the national government, which is you and me, and under that, including that, doesn't include the 200-mile coastal limit out on the continental shelf, which is an oil basin for the whole northern part of the state of Alaska and has trillions and trillions and trillions of cubic feet of natural gas and perhaps 100 billion barrels of oil or more, maybe more, I don't know. It's going to be crazy when the full tally comes out. But already $5 trillion has been taken out of there, looted, from my perspective, by multinational corporations. And the state thrown a pittance and the feds thrown a pittance for this. These are national resources. We have to ship them overseas because it's cheaper to do it. Yeah, they're double hull tankers now, and they're made somewhere else. But here's the equation, the Jones Act, bringing a ship in from China to L.A. is about $800-900. To bring the same ship halfway back to Hawaii from L.A. is $8,000, you know, more or less. There's your Jones Act, and that's what it costs us. It costs us a lot to support the shipping industry at the expense of raw materials getting value added from Alaska for the wealth of the nation. We're going to be right back after these brief messages. You're listening to the InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich in this fourth hour on a Friday afternoon.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. I appreciate being here today. You know, thinking about this whole topic again, sovereign wealth, what does that really mean? You know, when we hear discussions about our budget on the national level, our national budget, we're always listening to this discussion about taxes and who's paying and how much is coming in and how much is going out and what we're spending it on, and we all complain about how much they take from us and how little we get back and what they just how they redistribute our wealth, you know. And the thing about the debates the last couple of nights was, you know, it's more of the same, you know, how to get down, dig down deeper and take a little more. But the point is the big theft is on the balance sheet. You know, the things that matter, you know, your assets that produce revenue, you know, or avoid costs. Like when your house is paid off, you don't have a house payment anymore. Maybe you have property tax, insurance, maintenance, but you know what I'm saying. So when you have assets, real assets, maybe apartment buildings, and they throw off some rents when they're paid off, you know, but think about real stuff producing real revenues, and natural resources are the very base of the balance sheet of a nation when you think about land and natural resources. And so we auction them off at a giveaway price under all kinds of different terms and conditions, when what we should be doing on at least oil and gas is pretty predictable now. The science is really good. There's not really wildcatting as such. It's pretty predictable. But if we captured the national oil and gas and then contracted the work, so all those jobs are there, all those jobs are privately sector managed, you know, like they should be. Not some other way of doing it, you know, but keep those managed, you know, like corporations manage, but bid it. And keep the natural resource instead of leasing it and giving it away. And you know, what you end up with is a tremendous amount of throw off. I mean, look at Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund is several trillion dollars, generating significant revenue. That's non-oil and gas related revenue. You know, when you start to think about sort of what are we doing with the wealth of this nation and who's benefiting by it? Now, there are some ways that we used to, as individual citizens, benefit by the national wealth. We used to be able to go out, and we still can in some areas of Alaska, for instance, go out and discover and stake valuable mining claims. And you used to be able, under the federal rules, go to patent. Now the laws are still on the books, but they haven't funded that in years. It's one of the way they strip out the effect of a law. I say, oh, no, we didn't do anything to change the law. We just didn't give it any funding, so I can't implement the law. And that's what they did with patenting of mining claims at the federal level. And the reason they did is it was really such a bargain to own the titles with very little wealth transferring back to the nation, you know, because these rules haven't been changed, some of them in 100 years or more, now over 100 years. So when we look at all of this in terms of the real wealth of the nation, isn't being misspent in terms of the national budget. It's being looted on the other end by globalists and multinational corporations that keep the shell game going. So when we're all looking over here at the budget and all these other aspects of the news, the fake news, the unnews, you know, we're about the info wars. We're the unnews, maybe. You know, we kind of unravel the news. On the other side of the equation is the looting, trillions of dollars out the gate. No one's even seeing it go. You know, no one's even running the numbers. They're just going, ah, c'est la vie. You know, oh, you're going to leave. We better give you some tax incentives. You might go to the third world. Screw them over for a while till they throw you out. See, and this is what happened with oil and gas everywhere in the world. The multinationals were thrown out. Out of 88% of oil-producing countries actually just bid the work to keep the oil and the gas. Much better equation, you know. Some of them even own the downstream, you know, the value added. Like Saudi, you know, they own the refining and the pipelines and the ships, you know. And that gas stations, you know, they're kind of integrated across the deal and optimize their profit margins for their sovereign wealth fund. You know, and they're a kingdom, you know, for gosh sakes, you know, but they throw off so much money. Their people don't work for a living. They go to college anywhere they want in the world and import everybody else to do the rest of the work. You know, think about the wealth of a nation under a democratic republic like ours. And wow, what used to happen in a brown paper bag that we called bribery, the same thing happens today, only we call it a campaign contributions. We have committees and regulations and rules about who can bring the bag of money to the party. And that's really all that's changed, you know, but we somehow have legitimized bribery and corruption by giving it a new name. Isn't that the most ridiculous? Yeah, as they all raise their hands, hallelujah to the Democratic Republic on two bit nights of debate. Give me a break, you morons. The Republic is being hijacked every day in a million different ways and looted by the, looted literally every day. The national purse is picked, and our taxes didn't go down. You know, hey, but what I want to say on a positive note, you know, because we all know about all that. You know, we get angry about it, we get mad about it, but we can't get mad about it. We have to take on a different tack. We have to recapture the nation so that we don't let it bleed anymore in the way that it has, and really bring these multinationals to account for what they've done here. You know, it's not about, you know, you and me anymore. It's about them. Really. They've taken over the reins of government by controlling to such a great degree the apparatus of government. And communications in the 21st century has been handed off to these Nazi leftists. Can you believe it? I mean, I never thought I could combine the two. You know, it's like they're doing the same thing that they oppose so bitterly, you know, shutting down speech, shutting down some sense of an equality in the world for a major segment of this population in America, you know, like the majority of Americans and perhaps maybe a lot of people in the world. But, you know, like every station and every network, they're not perfect. Neither is this one. But at least we don't work from a script. You know, we work based on good research and taking sort of an alternative view of the world and then trying to put that into plain language so we might address it within the context of a democratic republic within the 21st century. Instead, what we have is 1984 on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I mean, this is like the worst nightmare of sci-fi writers playing out in this century by these little men who are running these corporations. And they are. They do not recognize the courage that it requires to maintain free speech in a democratic republic. They don't have the balls to reflect that in our society. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Nick Begich on this Friday morning, still my time, and afternoon in most of the rest of the country. You know, we've been talking about sovereign wealth and the wealth of nations and looting of the country, really, by globalist multinationals. I mean, a whole lot of interests have literally conspired by cooperation and you know, kind of the joint agenda of take what you can and leave nothing behind. And now what they've done, too, is they've exported most of the factories, plants, dismantling them, moving them overseas. What they're bringing back here to the United States now is robotics, you know, and robotics will create a lot during the construction phase, but then there's not a lot of jobs left behind there. But the real wealth, you know, in addition to those factories coming back, what then becomes relevant? It's raw materials, right? Value added, which is labor at some level, and also transportation and energy. And the U.S. is like exporting energy again, you know? And when you think about, again, the wealth of the nation, and should we give it away in lease sales, or should we begin transforming that into a different approach, an approach where we contract out the services of exploration and subsequent drilling and then construction. Contract it out, same way industry does. And, you know, and the thing is, most countries do this with their oil and gas. Now, I'm not talking about those that are grandfathered in because they own the oil and gas rights privately in the country. There's a lot of that. But in the West, most of the West, that's not the case. Most of the West, the rights were retained by the government, never went with the land. And there's exceptions in Alaska and throughout the West and various places, but most of it remains public land with those rights inclusive. And so when you think about the public wealth now in the 21st century, how do we leverage that wealth in the 21st century that's never going to be replaced once it's gone? Depending on what we're doing, we need to rethink that and look back at the tax code and get rid of things like depletion allowance and depreciate, which is a really false kind of accounting tactic used to reduce the tax liability to about half of the normal corporate rate when you factor in depletion allowances for minerals, oil, and gas industry. And what that means is that public resources, public-owned lands, are being applying this tax code when the owners are really you and me, not the private companies, as is the case with other depletable or depreciable assets. Think about in that same vein. So these codes haven't been changed since the tax codes were invented in 1913 because the mineral, oil, and gas was a powerful lobby then and has remained for over 100 years that powerful. So with the tax reductions to 20% corporate rate, for these organizations, effective rate is half of that. And they're taking public resources out of the bargain basement price. This is all upside down. We ought to give them fair profit margin on their construction and all of that work for Americans. It's great to see that work happen. But the resource, the underlying wealth, is being taken primarily by multinationals. You know, in Alaska, the North Slope was about half at one point, British Petroleum, you know, and British Petroleum up until the 80s, you know, for the first number of years of peak production oil, 2 million barrels a day coming out in those days, the Crown still owned 25% of British Petroleum until they divested in the 80s. But the point is, we were still a colony, for God's sake. You know, I mean, come on, think about it. We're still paying the Crown up into the 1980s on money made by their multinational hold in these corporations. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, stop and think about this. It's just a shell game, you know, in terms of how we create new words, new ideas, new syntax to throw into the mirage that we're living in and call it reality. And, you know, that's my friend Ashraf. I want to tell you about Ashraf. Ash is a good guy. He's in his 80s. And he was talking to me, and he says, it's like the Colosseum, you know, and we're the last act. And it's true. And Ashraf, he comes from a really interesting background. He was raised by his grandparents in Egypt in the 1950s. And in Egypt in the 1950s, it's quite a different place. And his grandfather happened to be the prime minister at the time. So he was in kind of a privileged position to see Egypt in the 1950s. And, you know, he lives in the United States, has, you know, since the 70s, 60s, I think. Anyway, a long time from college on, you know, and he had a career here and did his thing here. And the changes when he went back after so many years, you know, it's not just the culture moving to Europe, but the culture that resides there now is not the culture. in the late 60s, early 70s. Not at all. It's unfortunate. Grief-stricken, I would say, more so in what's happened to Egypt and the Middle East in general. You know, he says, don't go there, Nick, don't go there. It's not safe, it's not what it was. You know, and that's a sad thing. You know, I think if we spoke of our nation in that manner, if it were so changed. My friends, my business partner in Germany left Germany. He now lives somewhere else in the world, in Thailand. Because Germany became so hostile to him in terms of both taxes and culture. It just changed dramatically. And, you know, in my time traveling back and forth the last 25 years in and out of Europe, I can tell you it's a dramatic change throughout most of Europe because of what they've done. And in the last segments, you know, there was comments on that and what's happening there. The globalist agenda is to acquire the wealth of nations. This is the agenda. Everything else recorded is symptomatic of that agenda, whether it's pharmaceutical industry, the military-industrial complex, the academic complex. You know, it's really about not just screwing the guys jumping over the wall, it's screwing everybody in just different ways. You know, why is 10% of Mexico's adult population trying to run away to America? Because their government's corrupt, and every time they try to have a revolution, you know, we prop them up. In Yucatan, they tried to have one, and the Clinton administration propped up the government. They're the most corrupt government, you know, anywhere near us, and it's on our border. That has been the problem. Now, they elected new leadership there. Let's see what happens, you know. But maybe they change it, maybe they don't. But, you know, they're a sovereign nation. You know, they need to be accountable to their people just like everybody else. Or have a revolution, for God's sake. That's what we did, and it worked out pretty well a couple hundred years ago. You know, I think everybody would agree. Sometimes you need a revolution, and we had one. You know, and now we need a revolution of spirit and mind and heart in this country, not a violent revolution. You know, the stuff the left is trying to whip up by dividing us under some tribalistic nonsense and rhetoric. And you picked all that out of the last 2 days of rhetoric, you know, from these guys inflaming the tribalism of the nation and the world. Let's divide everybody and hack them up into little subsections of what this great nation is about. What a bunch of nonsense. All they do is amplify the division. That is not what this nation needs. That is the diversion. You know, the left is diverting us in one direction. And aspects of the right, you know, and I voted Donald Trump, sort of my oldest son, Nicholas, you know, much to the chagrin of the rest of my family. You know, but I'm disappointed in one thing, because on the right, it's about abortion and the border and other things, and they're all important. But the big enchilada, the national wealth, as expressed in the P&L statement and the taxes given away to corporations to see if we stimulate some here, and, you know, the crumbs thrown to the rest. So let's remember, you know, those corporate changes were permanent. Ours are temporary. You know, let's decorate the mahogany with the truth. What's the long-term program? And are we part of that program? Coming back next, I want to talk about the programming of the nation for the globalists and what that means. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich in the InfoWars.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Nick Begich in this Sports Hour. I want to encourage people to support the InfoWars. Go to the InfoWarsStore.com. Support this network so you can keep hearing all of the hosts and guest hosts, the reporting that goes on. You know, it's the unnewed, unscrambling the other story, you know, because, man, it is truly a war for your mind. And that's the part I want to get into. You know, I'm talking about the looting of the nation. You know, you keep the shell game going over here, people worrying about social issues. They're not important. Well, they're looting us. This is important. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt is being registered by the Federal Reserve, which shouldn't even exist, for God's sake. It ought to be the Treasury. You know, period. Period. Not debt instruments issued by the Federal Reserve and their 300 member banks. You know, this was also part of that 1913 screwing of America by the bankers who we bailed out the tune of first the SNLs during the Bush administration. That was a trillion. And then another few trillion to the bankers in the last Obama administration. And 14 trillion to international bankers who also got money out of the Federal Reserve, backed up by our good faith and credit, you know, and we're paying debt. on our share of this national debt when it ought to be the Treasury. Donald Trump, if you're for real, take a look at the Constitution in terms of the Treasury and take the money back. Don't figure out who's screwing us at the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve, you know. Propose a piece of legislation to take it back. Let's see where our Congress and our U.S. senators stand. Or is it just BS? Just more of the same from you, Mr. President, and the Congress and the Senate, you know. My brother was one of the few Democrats insisting on a full audit of the Federal Reserve from start 1913 to now, and they wouldn't do it. They still haven't done it. How about start there, Mr. President, a full audit? That's fair to ask for. Any good businessman would ask for that. Where's the money? You know, come on, let's see where it went, where it came in, where it went out. Why are we doing this? Think about the wealth of the nation, Mr. President, and redeploying those assets to the public good. That's you, the CEO of the nation's wealth. You know, we're being looted in this instant right now, and you're the man. It's your hour. Stop the looting. You know, put your finger in the dike of America's balance sheet and stop the flood from breaking through anymore. You know, it's propaganda time. Take a look at free speech right now, or we will not have this dialogue in the future anywhere about the things we're talking about on InfoWars. That's why people need to support InfoWars, and more importantly, people in government need to take action, and those that aren't in government, pick up the phone. You know, the phone, that thing that has every other use but a phone. Call your congressional offices in your states and at the national office. Look it up. Get the phone number. Call them on the phone. Call them on the phone until they can't answer anything but you. And not in an outraged way, but hey, get them to pay attention to why free speech is important, whether you like what's being said or not. It's the basic foundation of a nation. Next time it's the other guy. And Alex is absolutely correct on this. It's always starts somewhere. Oh, it's him. It's not me. But someday it is you. It's, you know, you might like the government you got, but the government you get might be a lot different. So, you know, as someone who comes from three generations of political family at the national, international, state level, local level, I've seen it all. And I can tell you, the only things that's changed is the way the bag man with the money arrives. Okay? And there's a few that are ethical and honest, and you got to really dig through. And some of them are vulgar, you know, are vulgar in a lot of ways. But what are we looking for in a nation right now? You mean the last time we needed a bully, someone to just go in there, beat some heads, you know? And we got Donald Trump, who has been very effective at it. I look at the free trade agreements that are now a little better trade agreements, you know, between Mexico and Canada, and now the Chinese discussion, and what's going on with NATO paying more of their bill instead of us underwriting all of Europe again. You know, why are we paying 65% of NATO's bill all these years later? You know, grow up, Europe. 70% of 70 years later, you know, grow up. Take care of your own business. You know, we don't have to do it. We shouldn't meddle in your affairs. You know, we do all the time, I know. But you shouldn't meddle in ours. You know what people forget? You know, they talk about Russian meddling all the time. Do you remember when Netanyahu came over here, you know, head of Israel, and went to the Congress and addressed both houses of Congress without even getting a hello to the president on his way in to criticize what was going on here? Now, that's, you know, that's like collusion. You know, that's like overstepping your boundaries, right? No one complained. Everybody went, oh, well, what are we doing? You know, Obama went over to Great Britain and commented publicly about Brexit. It's not his affair. It wasn't his affair as President of the United States to go interfere with Great Britain's domestic affairs. You know, that's just not what we should be doing. You know, when you stop and think about it, these are national questions within sovereign boundaries. And we're talking about sovereign wealth. Also, it begins with sovereign humans, individuals, not sovereign corporations. This is not how the country, this republic was founded. Yet, we've transferred by legislation and by Supreme Court decision even, free speech rights we've now conveyed to corporations without equal accountability. Because you know, you can criminally indict a corporation, but who's going to jail? Nobody. You need to make it so that these guys who are running big tech today can be criminally indicted for severing your civil liberties of free speech. Criminally indicted, the board of directors, the officers, the folks that shareholders elect. These guys who run these corporations and decided to be the 1984 filter for what's tolerable in speech. The tolerance party of the liberal left is telling us what's okay to say because everybody should get a trophy except someone we don't agree with. You know? I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. The republic is at stake, and it is the InfoWars. It's globalists who are controlling it, looting now another segment of the public wealth, the airwaves, which used to be for free and governed in our interest. As public resources have been sold off as if they're a used car. No. These are what protects the republic, which is why the public airwaves have always had a legitimacy of disagreeing on ideas. We couldn't say the seven bad words or whatever it was, you know, that George Carlin used to joke about. But everything else was permitted. Even the most repugnant ideas were permitted, whether we liked them or not. And this is what this republic was built on. The idea of censoring it, tamping down view counts, that's what they've been doing to me. You can't even do sorts on me anymore because I'm appearing on this network. They can find me all over the place, but ask what I've done in the last month and nothing here will show up. You know, and yet I appear every week. And it's because the messages are what they're standing in the way of right now, which is why people need to pass this on through all of your networks, because it is a network. It's and they created it. But boy, they're screwing us now with this network. And this is one phase of what mind control has been all about. You know, next Friday when we come back, we're going to run out of time. I want to talk about that because I've been talking about that for 25 years. And it goes back to the 70s and the 50s even and before. And next time, we'll get into the whole history of how this has happened. And then throw the modern overlay, which is where we are today. So it's not just about looting the national wealth. It's diluting the national opportunity to have debate over that wealth. So the looting can be perfect. And this is what's happening now. We have a chance to stand in the gap for this network, for Alex Jones and all of the other hosts. Go to InfoWars, get stuff you need. There's great supplements, there's books, there's videos. My books and videos are there. Support the network. Patronize the InfoWarsStore.com and get.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.